Welcome to the Art of Pilates podcast. I'm your host, Louise Taub from Taub Pilates. Let me help you live better through Pilates. I aim to keep you motivated, inspired, and informed with insight into many Pilates topics and awesome Pilates practitioners. If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find me at the Art of Pilates group on Facebook. Let's start. Hi guys, I'm here with Rocco Saracci today. He is a gorgeous lifestyle coach. He does Pilates, personal training, nutrition, and we're going to specifically talk about his amazing book, his recipe book called Eat Your Way Slim. And what I love about the title of this book is that you can eat and get slim at the same time.
Hi Louise. Hi everyone. How are you all?
Good.
Good.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today, Rocco.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, that's right. Pleasure. So, Rocco, whereabouts did you grow up? Just so we get a bit of a background feel of you and your story.
I grew up in Adelaide, at Henley Beach, and I moved to Sydney when I was younger, in my teens. Then moved back to Adelaide, went back to school to study fitness, and produced my first book in 2007.
Yeah.
And produced my DVD a year later. Then a few years later, I wanted to explore Europe, and I moved to Norway and worked for a gym over there for a few years.
Whoa, that is awesome.
So it was great to see different cultures, and but, you know, the same message is there with health and fitness. Everyone wants to feel good about themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And the great thing about being around you, because we quite often catch up and have coffee and try and work on our laptops together. So we'll be sitting together at a cafe with our laptops open, not talking to each other. So we probably look like a normal standard couple, except I have a boyfriend. And so does Rocco.
I do as well.
So, and what I really love about hanging out with Rocco is his energy is so, it's just contagious. Like he's always smiling, always happy. He has good advice. Like he might have a down day occasionally, but it's kind of like, I think his energy is really contagious, and that's what I love about hanging out with
Rocco. Thank you. I'm not always happy, but majority time I am.
Yeah, so. I think you have a good life balance, and I think that's, you know, something that everyone probably wants to have for themselves.
The life balance,
as well.
Work, life balance is the key.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've actually made 5 DVDs, written 2 books, and then also collaborated on a third book.
Correct, yes.
So with your book, Eat Your Way Slim, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, a lot of my clients were craving new recipes since my previous book was a few years old, and I kept writing down recipes for clients, and I discovered a low-carb noodle and pasta, which I use in my cookbook, which is called konjac. It's made from a vegetable, the pasta and noodles, and it's low-calorie, low-carbohydrate. Bit of plug for them. All clients were looking at a way of a low-carb lifestyle. I don't like to call it diet because diets don't work, I don't think, because once my clients go back to their normal eating, because they've been restricting themselves for so long, they tend to overeat and then put the weight back on. So it's like a yo-yo game with food and dieting. So the key is for my book is to have a balanced lifestyle. Mm. And maybe you do need to reduce the calories for a few weeks. Like I have said there, lose 5 kilos for 5 weeks. Some clients don't need to lose 5 kilos. They need to build muscle. But it's just a kickstart to change your taste buds.
Yeah.
And I find that when clients change their eating habits and portion sizes, they tend to incorporate it to their lifestyle.
Yeah, and I think that's really important. Like, I'm not such an amazing cook, but I found I could actually do quite a few recipes in your book without too much of, like, drama or struggle or, like, preparation, and they were quite fast, and I have a few favourites in here. But also I think with lots of people it's about portion size and
correct.
Portion control and, like, what is normal eating? Like, were they normally eating? Like, was their normal eating actually excessive? Like, they were probably eating too much normally anyway, and that's why there were extra kilos coming on.
And as we get older, you know, unfortunately after 30 your metabolism slows down and you have to do a bit more exercise. Some people are blessed with great metabolism and they can eat as if they're in their 20s.
Yeah.
But I'm speaking for myself, you know, you have to really watch your portion sizes and you don't need to overeat. So sometimes it's that mind and the connection with food and just tasting the food, the flavors, instead of just quickly eating.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're on a quick lunch break.
That's what I'm guilty of that. Sometimes I just like eat to fill the hole in my stomach.
Yes.
And I don't actually even taste the food as it's going down. So I want to really start to get into the idea of eating more mindfully and really enjoying what I'm eating so that I think that I'll be digesting it better and processing it better. And I'll just feel better about myself as well because I'll be eating as an enjoyable activity.
Correct. Because it takes 30 minutes to feel the stomach and mind connection to see if you're full or not.
Oh, my goodness.
So you should wait the 30 minutes. Then I've said, do I really need that extra serving or...
Yeah, because then sometimes you feel really full after...
And bloated.
And then you feel a bit sick and then you're like, oh, no.
Should have done that.
I've done that. That's bad.
And not saying that, you know, in life you have parties and weddings or Christmas or whatever function you have, you've got to have a bit of fun too.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've got to leave those days to indulge.
Yeah, exactly.
That's about living.
And not beat yourself up about like having that extra chocolate chip cookie, which was so tasty because it's kind of like it's not like you live on chocolate chip cookies
Correct.
Every day.
That's key.
Yeah, very true. So, Rocco, you're Italian and food is such a big part of Italian culture, like socializing, it's just everywhere. So, yet when I went to Italy a very long time ago, I didn't see any obese or even overweight people. Like, how can this be with so much pasta and bread?
It's true. Like, I was speaking to my friend earlier today and she's half Italian and she can't have gluten. But when she was in Italy, she found that the flour... They unprocessed flour in the pasta and bread. Her tummy felt not too bad after eating the pasta or pizza. There has been studies on the flour and the unprocessed flour and the wheat that they use in their produce. Their portion sizes are smaller. And for example, in Australia, we've got a lot of processed food. We might have Italian restaurants. Then after we'll go to another restaurant and they might use too much MSG or different process to maintain the food or the sauces and just the fresh produce they use. And yeah, like a lot of my cousins in Italy eating pasta and bread every day and they go for walks after their dinner as well. You know, they just live in small villages and it's about the social gathering, you know, even the produce going to the market or you may grow your own vegetables and using great pasta or making your own pasta and just being mindful of the serving sizes.
Yeah, how much? So you don't need to have 6 pieces of bread.
And what I found the difference between the Australian culture and the European culture, the drinking. So instead of drinking a whole bottle of wine, they'll just have a sip of one glass of wine with their pasta.
Yeah.
And that makes a huge difference because one glass of white wine is the same calories as one canetto. So imagine having 3 glasses of wine. That's having 3 canettos.
Oh, no, I love drinking white wine. It's a disaster.
You know, it's about moderation. If you like a bit of, you know, vino with your pasta, just have a small 100ml, you know, glass, but have your alcohol-free nights as well.
Yeah, I think it's 2 alcohol-free nights a week is recommended and no more than 2 glasses of alcohol
Correct.
A night.
Like, yeah, my rule, well, not rule, but I generally try not to drink Monday to Thursday.
Yeah.
Unless I've got a dinner and I might have one glass of wine. And that's just a habit. You don't even think about it after a few weeks.
Yeah, exactly. So, and even when we went to our work breakup, we only had two drinks of
alcohol.
Our
Christmas break, yeah.
That's right. We had a Christmas breakup. So we had one cocktail and then I had a glass of wine and you had a beer.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And it was a nice warm night. And
it was beautiful. It wasn't too excess and everyone else was like just getting totally sloshed for their last day, big drinking day of work.
But we said no to dessert, did we? We didn't go.
We did. We didn't even have dessert. We were very good.
Because we knew we had a bit of alcohol, so no to gelati.
Yeah, exactly.
That could be for another day.
Exactly.
When you don't have the drinks.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess it's just managing. It's like balancing the books in a way. Like just kind of like making sure you're giving your body as much nutrition and enjoying yourself still. So enjoying like the taste of things but not going to excess.
And I find that if parents educate their children at a young age about produce, fresh produce and exercise and healthy eating and cooking, I find they plant the seed at a young age because I find that, you know, in Australia, obesity is so high.
Yeah.
And once you reach a certain age, your habits are already formed.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, and other people, you know, their metabolism might be slow, so they have medical reasons, but you know, it's all about the balance and walking. Walking for free. It's not everyone can afford a personal trainer or Pilates trainer, but yeah, getting the balance right.
Exactly. So, Rocco, in your book, you actually mention in the foreword that you're dyslexic. So how did you manage to write two books and collaborate on a third book, as well as all the pre-production for all of your DVDs? How did you manage to do all of that?
Well, the visual DVDs were easier than the book. Dyslexia, I found out when I was in college that I was dyslexic, and I couldn't realize why I could see the words, and I found English and even Italian, writing Italian, difficult because of the dyslexia. And I didn't pick it up in high school, because back then, I'm not sure if they had the means to test people, be persistent, and have a great editor.
Yeah.
That helps. And with being dyslexic, you learn other skills. I've got a great memory and I'm very motivated. So you look at things differently, and I'm quite creative, and you find a solution.
Yeah.
So I used it as my advantage.
Yeah, it's amazing. Because I guess there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Correct. So.
And you also mentioned in the foreword of the book that you were bullied at school.
Correct.
So how did you overcome this and evolve to become such an outgoing and positive person?
Well, at the time, I wasn't that happy and outgoing, because when you're in that state and getting bullied at school every day, it can be debilitating for schoolwork as well. I was lucky I had a good home life, and I was blessed. I'm old enough, there was no social media or Facebook or mobile phone. So when I was at home, it was peaceful and nice haven. My mum used to cook, and I used to cook with her. We used to watch cooking shows together instead of studying. But I was very blessed. I think it would have been different now if I had to go to school and get bullied and then go home and see it in social media. That'd be awful.
Mm.
So I really feel for the younger people and teenagers as well. The parents should be mindful of social media, because I think that nice safe haven at home away from the bullying helped.
Yeah.
And didn't have much help from the teachers as well, which was disappointing. Yeah, I was lucky I had a good home life.
Yeah, very lucky.
So that's what I overcome. And I did enjoy my working life. So when I finished school, it's like, great, there's so many people out there that are creative and different. They respect my views.
Yeah, more options available. It's not such a narrow field.
And then I see these people when I go back home in Adelaide, that from my old suburb, and they don't look really happy or content. So it's always the ones that are the bullies. When they leave school, they don't seem to have a good time. I'm very generalising, though. Maybe there's a reason why they are bullies.
Maybe they were just really unhappy with themselves, and that's why they've kind of taken it out on someone who's just a nice person.
So I looked at the positive side when I escaped prison, as I used to call it. I loved life. So I was like, wow, there's so many things to explore and enjoy away from school.
Yeah.
So my advice for people that have been bullied is to seek help, professional help, talk to your parents or a friend that understands you. And it's really important to know that it does get better. You know, there's, you know, Lifeline as well, someone to talk to. It's really important to feel that you've got someone to express your feelings and that you're not alone. So always seek help, and, you know, school counsellor, that's what helped me as well. And, you know, talking to a friend or a family member.
Or even just the GP.
The GP.
Yeah.
So there's always someone there that will help you, and it does get better.
Yeah, exactly. This is just a moment in a life that's going to be amazing and beautiful.
Correct. Find, you know, some maybe a yoga or meditation studio so you can find some inner peace as well. But, yeah, do talk to someone.
Yeah.
It does get better.
Because I just look at you and how inspiring you are, and I just think, oh, my God, like, if you weren't here, like, you've affected my life in so many different ways, and also with all the people that you've connected with through your book and your videos and just your personal training business. I just think,
when those people that were bullying me, you know, I was strong enough that I wanted to have a great life.
Yeah.
And not let them affect me, my long-term life.
Exactly.
So try to find the inner strength and talk to someone. And everyone's got their different story, different ways they react to bullying, But do talk to someone, and step by step, it does get better.
Yeah.
With social media, if it doesn't make you feel good, just switch it off and do stuff that makes you feel good.
Yeah, that's such good advice. I really love it. Do you think the pressure and stress of today's lifestyle contributes to bad food choices?
Yes, definitely. So,
what can we do to change this? I know, like, sometimes when I'm like exhausted and I'm just like, oh, there's nothing good to eat in the fridge, I'll just like opt for like going to the 7-Eleven and grabbing a muffin, like rather than spending time, you know, structuring my week so I, you know, shop and prepare meals.
It's having the meals ready, especially for parents. I've got children and they're working as well. It must be difficult to have the healthy food ready, but it's about being organized.
Yeah.
And maybe shopping online, deliver it all. Don't shop with the kids because they tend to want all the junk food. And if they're hungry, they'll send to. So best to shop online and go to the markets as a family or on your own if you want some time out from the kids. You know, South Melbourne Market or your local market, wherever you are, the last day, like on a Sunday at 3 o'clock or before they close, all the fruit and veg and the meats are half the price.
Whoa, that's awesome.
And we get flowers for $5 for the house, and that makes you feel good as well.
Yeah.
So you can afford, because healthy food can be expensive, but if you shop at the right times. You know, I can do the whole shop in half an hour or 15 minutes at South Melbourne Market.
You probably just have a nose for it and just know exactly what to
I've got to know the stores and
what's in season.
Correct. The fish, the fresh fish. And if you're a vegan or vegetarian, there's great vegetable in Pranmark, I think, this Saturday afternoon. It's $15 for a whole box of vegetables and fruit.
Oh, my God.
At the end of the day.
That's amazing. Sometimes I have really good intentions and I buy all this fresh fruit and vegetables and then I'll put it into the fridge. And then a week later, it's still there and everything's wilted. Like,
it's maybe for yourself is to maybe opt for some blueberry or strawberry smoothies so you can freeze the fruit.
Actually, that is my next thing, because some of my favourite recipes in your book are the actual smoothies. So there's one like this frozen fresh berries, the Aussie morning smoothie, and it is so beautiful, like with the cinnamon, sunflower seeds and oats. Like, I wouldn't even think of putting oats or sunflower seeds into a smoothie, but it's just absolutely delicious. And it's fast.
Quick.
It's so fast. And it's something that I can do in a matter of minutes. If I've, you know, get up in the morning and I'm running late for breakfast, then it's something that I can just make really quickly. And also the super green morning smoothie as well, banana and honey, blueberries, oats and barley, almond milk and kale.
Kale as well. And if you're not a fan of kale, you can opt for spinach or you can buy the Vital Greens powder, because not everyone's got a garden, especially living in apartments.
Yeah, exactly.
So have that Vital Green powder ready.
And what's your favourite recipe and why?
I really love the Calabrese grilled chicken salad. And you can use tofu if you're a vegetarian, because it's easy and you've got your green spinach and your vegetables and your zucchini plus your protein, and it reminds me of home.
Yeah, and it looks so beautiful as well. Like, the photography in your book is just, it makes your mouth water. It's like, yum.
And the fresh basil. I love fresh basil.
Absolutely. You can just throw basil onto almost everything, which is so good. And I also love the mushroom and zucchini frittata as well.
Yeah, a lot of clients love that one.
It's just really simple. Like, it's just really easy to do and it just tastes delicious.
So, and you can use it for the next, if you have it for brekkie, you can use it for the next day for lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the key, just to cook in bulk.
Yeah,
and so you either freeze it or manage your food.
Yeah, exactly, which is so good. And What should we eat before and after exercise? Like, how should we wait? Like, before, if we eat something, how long do we have to wait? What should we have before we exercise? What should we have after we exercise?
Well, there's lots of studies, and studies contradict each other. I've asked a lot of clients, and from myself as well. I can't eat too much before yoga class or Pilates class. I might have a small portion of, or maybe a green smoothie about half an hour before.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's breakfast, say if it's 7 o'clock and you're having brekkie, I wouldn't want to go for one straight away. I might wait an hour.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. I bring a scale and a small bowl of almonds and walnuts and muesli. Because a lot of people I've read as well, and clients, when they have breakfast, they tend to have a high sugar breakfast and they're having about 500 calories before 9 a.m. with the yogurt or milk and too much bigger portions. And that's like an hour run to burn that off, or a 2 hour walk before 9 a.m. if you're trying to reduce body fat.
Yeah.
So if you can, measure your breakfast and get your favorite small bowl and measure the yogurt, because the 100 grams of this low free fruit free healthy muesli with almonds is 200 calories with a bit of yogurt, which is 80 calories. So it's not too bad, 280 and compared to 500.
Yeah. And it's interesting because when I look at this small bowl, like my breakfast bowls are like about three times the size, and the portion, if I put that portion in my bigger bowl, it would look like I was eating nothing.
Yes.
But in that small bowl, it looks really ample.
It's 100 grams.
Yeah.
So my tip for all of you today is go to your local homeware shop or Kmart and grab some little bowls.
Yeah, small bowls.
For your breakfast, your lunch, and maybe a little bit bigger for your little pasta bowls. Like not enormous, but smaller than a normal pasta bowl. And opt for the gluten-free, low-calorie konjac noodles or pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Or buy the Italian gluten-free friendly pasta.
What is your philosophy on exercising on an empty stomach? Should we ever exercise with nothing?
Well, there has been studies saying that it burns more fat the night before if you exercise on an empty stomach. Some people have low blood pressure and diabetes type 2, so they might have to have
something.
Yeah. So it's really personal.
Yeah.
For myself, if I'm going for a run in the morning, I might have a small piece of apple, a piece of fruit, not the whole apple.
Yeah.
And some water.
Yeah.
Then after I have my breakfast after the run.
Yeah, because it's probably a bit much to have like a full stomach go for a run.
Correct. And if I'm doing strength training at the gym, I might need something a bit more. Like I might have another breakfast.
Yeah, exactly.
Like some poached eggs and spinach.
Or if you're really starving but you're going to do a workout, like sometimes just having like a banana or like that piece of fruit is what you're saying. Because you then have some fuel. Like I have some clients, they've turned up to do their session and they haven't had breakfast and they're really shaky and they don't have any strength and they feel really dizzy. And it's because they haven't had like just a little bit of something. So then it's kind of like they've kind of wasted that time of the exercise session because they haven't had enough in their system to take advantage of working out. So, yeah, it is really interesting.
And everyone's got a different story or success story in regards to food and exercise. My rule is just find something that works for you and enjoy it.
Mm. Would you love to have 6 professional development points with the Pilates Alliance of Australasia while increasing your understanding and repertoire for pre- and postnatal clients? Well, I have designed a beautiful course called the Pilates Pre- and Postnatal Workshop. Online, I would love to invite you to join me on this course and learn all of my secrets for working with this special population. You can find out more at taupilatestraining.com/pre-and-postnatal-workshop. Give your pre- and postnatal clients the workout their body craves while creating a confident and strong body prepared for the demands of motherhood. I can't wait to see you in the course. That's taupilatestraining.com/pre-and-postnatal-workshop. Now back to the podcast. And what meal should be the biggest meal of the day? Like some people go, oh yeah, breakfast has to be big, or lunch has to be big, or dinner has to be, you know, is the big one.
Well, in Norway, breakfast is a huge thing. They'll spend 1 hour, especially when they're on weekend or holidays. They really enjoy their breakfast, and that's a huge calories, you know, but healthy breakfast. And their lunch is quite small. And have a sort of medium dinner. In Italy, a lot of them have just an espresso and
for breakfast
and a light breakfast, and they have a large lunch and they have a small dinner.
Yeah.
In Australia, it's a bit mixed, you know, it depends. So my answer to that is to have a balanced diet or balanced meal for breakfast, lunch and dinner, not to eat too late.
Yeah.
For dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people skip lunch because they're busy. And after they're starving when they get home and they just double eat, so they eat too much.
Oh, yeah, that's another really bad trap to fall into. I've done that before. And then you feel really guilty and then you eat more food.
Yes, so it's a bad trap.
That's even worse.
That's what I find with exercise. When you invest in exercise, you tend to make the right food choices.
Mm.
When you stop for a few weeks, it's like you've given up and you don't want to worry about, well, you just start to eat whatever. Well,
you just don't notice your body as much if you're not exercising.
Correct.
So you kind of take things a bit for granted. And it's funny at this time of year because it's like while we're recording this, we've just had Christmas and New Year and there's been so much alcohol has been consumed. I feel like food. I've just been drinking and eating for the last 6 weeks nonstop. How can we as a culture get over the hangover of Christmas and New Year's and cut back on all this alcohol consumption? Because now I still feel like, oh, I should be having a glass of wine every night. So.
Yeah, well, what works for me and has worked for many, many years is to have your Feb fast or July, dry July or November, depends on what month. I think twice a year is good for your kidneys.
Of just having no alcohol.
Yes. Or maybe having one cheat night. So on a Saturday, not blow out, but have a few drinks.
Yeah.
But I do find the 4 weeks, your body does start to change.
Yeah.
And if you follow my book and the recipes, my client was going through her books and she's my book came out and she started following my book 6 weeks ago, which is an unusual time to start a diet because during Christmas or
eating better.
Eating I don't like diet, the word diet, sorry. And she's lost 6 kilos in 5 weeks.
Oh, my God.
So she went to the Coles and got the low-calorie noodles.
Yeah.
And stuck to the actual food plan.
Yeah.
And she was doing 50 minutes of walking a day.
Wow.
And that's it. And she's not reduced the bread and pasta. And stuck to the low-calorie pasta.
Wow.
And she feels great.
That's amazing. Yeah, sometimes when you do just lose an extra kilo, you suddenly have so much more energy.
And motivation.
Yeah, and you feel happier, so.
And not to say that she's not going to have pasta or bread again, but it's just as an occasion, you know, opting for a healthier pasta and smaller serve.
Yeah, and so I think that's one thing that I really love about this book is that you can get to your optimal weight without having to starve yourself.
Correct.
Like it's not about starving. It's about eating, which is just healthy eating patterns and getting into the habit of eating healthy foods. It's a long-term thing.
So. It is, and it's changing your mindset. But that's why I don't mind the kickstarts. You know, there's a keto diet, low-carb diet, the 5-2 diet. Like,
what is the keto diet? Yes. What is that?
Well, that's the new fad at the moment, and it's like the new Atkins diet.
Oh, the Atkins diet, where you just had onions, raw onions, like apple.
It was more protein. Oh, yeah, more protein.
Oh,
that was probably another diet. Oh. Can't keep up. Oh. So that's what I like about my book. It's more balanced.
And, it doesn't seem very fatty. Like there's stuff in here, like you know, buckwheat and cottage cheese with the blueberries.
Yes.
Like they're just unique combinations and it's just stuff that you can just make and eat.
Well, the keto diet is a high fat, adequate protein and low carb diet. It burns your carbohydrates for energy. It has worked for a lot of people. But what I've found with a few clients, once they stop that high fat, low carb diet, because you're eating bacon, eggs and all the different foods. I'm just a little bit skeptical about the processed meats they're eating as well, the too much bacon and salami and mince meat. Is there going to be studies 2 years down the track saying that that's not going to work for your system, too much meat or high fat? Yeah,
exactly. I think the processed meat is not great.
And when they stop that, they start to put on the weight straight away because their body goes into a different mode. So it has worked and the 5-2 diet works as well for especially people that have got type 2 diabetes under supervision of their GP to reduce their BMI. So if it's a kickstart, go ahead, but slowly introduce and have those cheat days, whatever you call it, and because you need to live your life as well
and
enjoy food.
Exactly.
It's a relationship.
And that's why I love, like, even in your book, you've got dinner party and dessert recipes, correct, which is just like, so you don't feel like you're really depriving yourself. And in fact, my favorite that I've cooked at dinner parties before is the pesto mini meatballs.
I have tried them.
I know, they're so delicious. I think it's the pine nuts that really make them so tasty. And they're so tiny that you just don't even feel guilty because if you only had 1, 2, 3, or 10, like.
And I bake mine. I don't fry them.
Oh, yeah. So it's just absolutely yummy. And everyone, like when I've made it for people, they just go, oh, this is so delicious. It's so delicious. So, and you wouldn't see it as like a deprivation type of food. It's a really tasty food. So you're still eating. You're not starving yourself and depriving yourself of having that taste sensation.
Exactly.
Deprived. In fact, you're kind of almost honing your tastes more through learning how to cook and eat better through your cookbook, which is just great.
And I'm tending to have a bit more vegetarian-based meals these days. Next month in February, I'm going to reduce the alcohol. And have more vegetables and reduce the meat. Just have a bit of a break from meat as well.
I think it's good to change things up a little.
Correct.
And do you think that there is a mind-body connection to happiness in terms of some people are really hard on themselves about their body?
It's true, because I see people that have got perfect bodies and rigid exercise and diet plan, but they don't seem really happy and enjoying life because they're too obsessed with themselves and their routine. And I don't see that as happiness.
No.
And after I see one of my yoga instructors and she's happy and she's got a great physique and fitness level and she's just enjoying her practice.
Yeah.
And I see that as happiness as opposed to a men's health model. That looks fantastic.
Mm.
It's about finding that balance.
Yeah.
And it does. Yeah, there is a connection. I know that if I don't do my daily cardio or Pilates session, I do feel a bit less motivated and not as happy.
Yeah, that's true. And I think it's the endorphins you get from exercising. You feel good and you feel better about yourself, especially if you're doing like, I don't know, if you're doing a slightly trickier exercise in Pilates, you think, oh yeah, I can actually still do that exercise. Like, so you kind of feel like your self-esteem improves a little bit too.
And your clothes feel better when you're sitting down, you don't feel so bloated.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. Or your pants don't feel so tight. Like some of my jeans that have gotten tighter, I've just chucked them out because they just brought me down. Like they were just bringing me down. They had to go. So
it's just, it's just feeling good inside and out.
Yeah, and how can we, what advice would you give to someone who was feeling really critical of their own body and they were really unhappy with their body and they were always kind of putting themselves down?
Well, as I said, when I was bullied as a kid, I found inner peace. I read books about the mind as well and I started yoga at 14. So that helped a lot. So that was another answer to the previous question, what helped come out bullying. I found that meditation and finding a practice, even just walking to the beach, putting your feet in the water, going for a walk, meditating for a bit.
Yeah.
Meditation's not for everyone, but it's like exercise. If you're not good at it, you're going to, a lot of people give up.
Yeah.
It's important to find your inner peace.
Yeah, what makes you feel better. And maybe, like, even as you were saying, like with social media, you were lucky that you had that sanctuary at home.
Correct.
Sometimes I find myself scanning through Instagram and I've had to stop following a lot of people because they're too skinny and I think I'm never going to be able to meet that ideal skinniness. And
there's filters as well.
And yeah, everyone looks so beautiful. It's like, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to achieve that. So I'm trying to follow more of the ones that give positive messages and affirmations so that you're reading words that make you feel better about yourself and that boost your self-esteem rather than making you feel like, oh, I'm not very good because I can't do the splits. Like,
there's someone that's feeling low at the moment. Maybe make a decision, right? Get a pen and paper, write down 3 things they want to do this week for themselves. It might be download a meditation app. Find a friend that you can go walking with or swimming. Go to the supermarket or market this weekend and buy your fruit and veg. Start, kickstart your, instead of talking about it, do it.
And also, I really love the idea of going to the fruit and veg market because It's an actual fun activity.
Correct.
It's a social, lively, cultural experience.
It's like a nightclub for me.
Yeah. But like when I'm going into Coles, I'm like, oh, quick, I have to get out of here really fast. Yes, the lights are really bright. Like I'll just grab my bananas and my apples and I'm out of here.
Screaming kind of kids.
Yeah. And it's just like it's not exactly a fun, leisurely experience.
No.
But if I had more time to like smell the produce and have the sensation of being in an exciting environment, then I'd probably take more care. If I was talking to someone who was selling, you know, the vegetables and the fruits and...
Or the farmer's market.
Yeah, exactly. And the times I've been to farmer's markets, it's just been awesome. It's I've just really loved it. And you might buy stuff that you don't normally buy, like some particular types of nuts.
Or mushrooms, different mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. And so can you give us an example of a healthy daily diet during a typical day? Like what would you have for breakfast, like a snack, lunch, dinner?
Well, I wake up in the morning, I either have a smoothie, sunrise smoothie, a recipe from my book, or a green smoothie, or I might just have a little bit of yogurt with some nuts and berries. If weekends I've got more time, I'll have some poached eggs and spinach and mushroom, and I may opt for a spelt bread from the local bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And for a snack, I might have an apple. And then for lunch, either a tuna salad, which is in my cookbook, or the frittata, which is easy to make. And for dinner, I will have calabrese chicken salad. I'm into tuna at the moment, so grilled tuna steaks with salad.
And they're quite fast to cook as well. I always forget how quick fish is.
It's really quick.
Yeah.
And if you're a vegan, you may opt for a stuffed eggplant bake or... you know, stuffed mushrooms with a big salad. So there's always options.
Yeah. And that's what's so good about your book is gives you options, which is just great. You're not saying sticking to the same, like, you know, celery stick.
Correct. And like, you know, you might treat yourself and opt for a 70% dark chocolate square with a little bit of yogurt, frozen yogurt.
Mm.
You make your own berry frozen yogurt, Nutribullet.
Yum.
So it's about the mindset and... Or a mango gelati, you make your own.
Yeah, so, just basically blend that up. Yeah, like frozen like mangoes.
Correct, with a bit of mint. I got my garden at the community garden at St Kilda.
Yeah.
So I've got a lot of fresh herbs and vegetables, and that inspires me to create new recipes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And that's my hobby.
And how much exercise do we need for optimal health? Like what kind of exercise should we be doing every day?
Well, everyone's different. Everyone's got different goals and different work and family commitments. So I wrote an article a few months ago in my newsletter about how many steps you need for fitness and, you know, weight loss. So you need to aim for 15,000 steps. So a Fitbit or a pedometer is really good, your own PT, because it keeps you honest.
Mm.
A lot of my clients... didn't want them at first, but once they've purchased one, they found that it just kept them motivated to keep walking or, you know, walk to the bus stop instead of getting dropped off by their partner.
I know. Driving around to find the closest park to where you go.
Correct. Everywhere.
You could just park further away and just walk an extra 20 steps. Like.
So, exactly. So 15,000 steps for weight loss, 10,000 just for general health. Mm-hmm. Your strength training at least twice or three times a week for 30 minutes or 40 minutes. And your Pilates workout, of course.
Yeah.
You know, for your core strength and posture. And if you like swimming, try swimming or running. So not everyone enjoys running.
Yeah, I'm not very good at
running. You know, I was a poor swimmer, so I got lessons and, you know, it took me a year of practice to do the freestyle. And now I do 1K and I enjoy that just to have a break from running.
Yeah.
And Pilates. So, I used to hate swimming because I wasn't good at it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with clients. If they're not good at something, they give up quickly.
Yeah.
And it was good for me to get out of my comfort zone with the swimming because now I can do, you know, a kilometre and, you know, in 22 minutes and I couldn't swim one lap, you know, without getting puffed out. And I could run before, just about breathing.
Yeah.
So I used to go every week without, you know, without fail, and you know, started with 2 laps and then 10 or 5, then 10, 12, 20, and gradually 40 laps to 25 meter pool. And it's like, I can do this now. And you know, as you get older, the running can jar your knees.
Oh, yeah. I think it can be harder on the body and the hips.
So it's good to mix it up. And the Pilates has helped my running and then and the swimming as well.
Yeah. And so I know that having a balanced lifestyle, is really important to you, because you're always talking about having that balance of, you know, life and work. What do you do for winding down and your own relaxation?
Oh, as I said, I enjoy gardening. So I got the garden about 6 years ago at Veg Out in St. Kilda, and really enjoy, you know, planting and, you know, cooking with the produce.
So Veg Out is a communal garden that was set up maybe 20 years ago,
yeah. It used to be a lawn bowls.
Yeah, it used to be a lawn bowls, and it's amazing because there's even fruit trees there. And even it's just great to walk through the gardens, like,
which is open during the day for public.
Yeah, public people can go through. It feels so beautiful.
Yeah, and it's relaxing. It's in the middle of the city, and St. Kilda can be busy during summer. Then after just going to that garden, it's like, oh, I'm relaxed with my dog, you know, and I've got my little dog.
Finn. So does Finn help you in terms of, like, healthy lifestyle? How does he improve your lifestyle?
Well, my French bulldog, Finn, it's like a little human.
He's really cute.
He motivates you. We have to take him for a walk, especially if you live in an apartment. And, you know, he comes to the garden with me and cafes, and it's a great companion. And and you see dog owners with their dogs, it forces them to go out and not just be inside. And even if you've got a big house with a backyard, it's important to take your dog for a walk, for the dog and for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. They force you into being healthier lifestyle. They do.
And it's just, yeah, it's good for stress relief having an animal, as you know, having a cat.
Yeah, exactly. And my parents have a dog, and I really feel like the dog has saved their lives in a way, because the dog takes them out for a walk twice a day. Like, so it's more the dog takes them out rather than they take the dog out.
It's great.
But also the dog forces them to socialize with people, because as they're walking along, everyone looks at the dog and goes, oh, how cute. And then they kind of talk to people.
Conversation, yeah.
And if you kind of, you know, they're retired, so if you're spending a lot of time at home, that's like a really great way to get out and to meet people and talk to people. So,
because that's what I find the difference between the culture in Italy and in Australia. You know, the elderly are a lot more looked after socially, and they're invited to parties a bit more, and it's not just separate.
Yeah.
So the young and older intermixed.
Yeah.
And then St. Kilda's a bit like that as well, because you've got different age groups, and the garden for itself, you know, you've got my neighbour that's 89, and she's fantastic. She, you know, she's very social, and she used to live in Mount Waverley, and she moved to St. Kilda when she was 76, and she said that's the best move that she did.
Oh my goodness.
Because she goes to Pilates, she's at the garden, she's got activities.
Oh my goodness.
And she feels that she's alive.
Yeah.
And, you know, St. Kilda's had a bad rap for a few months, but it's a great suburb, and it's vibrant.
Yeah, exactly. You do feel alive. I loved it when I lived in the heart of St. Kilda.
Like, well, you do, ago. Really, anyway.
St. Kilda East. It's not quite the same. I guess it's just a little walk down the road, and I'm at the beach.
Yeah, and the beach is great. I've always lived near the ocean, and I know it's just a bay, but it's amazing just to walk with your dog, or just go for a run and go for a quick swim. It's calming for me. That's my relaxation.
And just the visual, the view of all that expanse of water, it's quite relaxing.
Like, it is.
It just makes you feel better. It
does.
So, and all your worries just kind of get blown out. Like, you know, the wind just blows them away and you just feel so much happier.
Correct.
So, and what is your take on mindful eating?
Well, like I mentioned before, Louise, that when you're too busy sometimes you don't really take time to taste the flavor of the food. So when you invest in your exercise and going to the market and the fruit and veg, I think you tend to become more mindful of your cooking and your food. And not everyone likes cooking, so if you're going out to eat, just take a step back and just enjoy your food. And just remember your portion sizes.
Great.
And hydration is, a lot of people don't drink enough water and drink too much alcohol.
Yeah.
And that's probably a tip that you should think about, how much you're drinking alcohol-wise for calories, And if you're, are you drinking enough water?
Yeah.
Very true. Are you having 8 glasses a day?
Yeah. And it's amazing because sometimes, like when I do have 8 glasses a day of water, I think, how did I drink 8 glasses of water? That seems like a lot of fluid, but I was just thirsty.
Yeah. And you've got to pace yourself the water.
Yeah. So thank you so much for your time, Rocco. Can you please tell us where can we get your book? How do we get your book?
Eat Your Way Slim is available through my website, vitahealthandfitness.com. I've got a Facebook page as well, which is Vita Health and Fitness, or you can look me up at Rocco Ceracci, Eat Your Way Slim. And it's on sale at the moment. 60 excellent easy recipes, as you mentioned, and it's only $19.95. Or you can download the book as well, which is a lot cheaper if you want the... but I always find that the hard copy is...
It's nice, better,
isn't it?
Yeah, I love flipping through books. I'm a bit over like reading recipes off the internet.
It's just more enjoyable just having the paper.
Yeah, and seeing, and then coming back to the same recipe again.
Correct.
You feel like you master it and you get better each time.
So, yeah, free delivery within Australia and, enjoy your healthy cooking and lifestyle. It's been great chatting to you.
Great. Thanks so much, Rocco.
Thanks, Louise.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for joining me. If you've learned something awesome today, do a friend a favor and share this episode so that they too can learn the art of Pilates. You can book a Pilates session with me at louisetaubpilates.com. Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at my other website, taubpilatestraining.com. So if there is anything you want more info on, check it out there. If you love what you hear, I would really appreciate you leaving a review. I hope that you've enjoyed listening and that you have learned some tips and tricks to help you master the art of Pilates. If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so at patreon.com, The Art of Pilates. I hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy Pilates.